This is From the Stand from the Ron Scott Communication Center. I'm your host, Steve Buss, and we're going to be talking about the Bill Barber Award for Showmanship. Gary Ward is going to receive the award tonight, but I think we might have had a little schedule conflict, and Gary's unable to be with us, but in his place, we have a Bill Barber Award winner himself, the one and only Danny Hollywood Clusham. Danny, good to have you here. We'll let you kind of get situated.
Hey, proud to be here.
Oh, good.
Okay, great. I was in Studio B.
Were you?
Okay. For the Bill Barber Award for Showmanship presentation that, as everybody knows by now, will take place immediately after the last act of the show today, so that all the spectators can still be here and can get up close and see Gary Ward and as many past recipients, friends, and family, and get some photo opportunities, touch the man, touch the hero man himself, and learn a little bit more about him, perhaps get an autograph. So we're taking it right to the audience. You don't have to walk a long way. And we'll be, after the last act of today's show, we're going to go right down to the crowd restraint line at the throat of Boeing Plaza. So we'll have some airplanes in the background for photo opportunities. And I just touched bases with Bill Barber II. Bill Barber, the first son, who's here for the presentation as well. And it's an award that is the proprietary ownership of the Barber family, with great support from World Air Show News, where the whole thing started back in the 60s.
And that's right.
Our roster of past recipients is the who's who of air shows, just absolutely great. Some that are still with us, and some that have gone to their reward in the final big air show in the sky. So it's going to be a great night. We're going to take it right to you. You don't have to go far, and you'll see a lot of the past stars there as well. It's going to be fun. It's going to be quick, and we're going to present that. It's a brand new edition of the award. We cast a new one. The family did. The Barber family did, and it's very symbolic. We explain what it all means, and you have to be merciful to our recipients, because we used to give it to them and then have them do their acceptance speech. It's about 40 pounds or so. I mean, it's bulky. It's a work of art is what it is. It's a cast off one. So now we put it on a tripod so we don't strain our performer. But it's going to be really cool. Gary Ward is a guy, I got to tell you, I've had a chance to work with him an awful lot. He claims, this is what he says, I got a late start in aerobatics. He said, I was in my 50s. I bought a wrecked Pitt Special, had it rebuilt, and taught himself aerobatics. And then went to the monoplane, went to Giles 202, and then into the MX. And that is one of the ultimate monoplanes in the world today. It's got a great track record. And he is a showman in himself because, you know, when I announce a show with Gary, he'd say, here's my age. And I'd say, well, Gary, do you want to put that over the PA system? And because a lot of people are sensitive about their ages, especially entertainers. And he said, yeah, because you can tell them, how do you get to be a 70-some-year-old guy doing aerobatics? He said, you just do it. That's how you can do it. Don't sit in a rocking chair. Sit in a cockpit. And then he's a very quiet guy. He's an engineer by trade, but he runs a family business. Then he went to this brilliant burgundy and green paint scheme. I heard about it, and I said, oh, this is going to be something. Then I saw it at one of our air shows, and again, that's Gary Ward. It's just so dynamic and one of a kind for the most part. And that guy, I don't know whether the airplane has nitrous oxide or Gary Ward has nitrous oxide, but that cat gets with it. You know, you can look at Gary Ward's performance and say, that must be some 25-year-old guy up there just beating himself up. And just dynamic performance, just exciting performance. And how does he do it again? He does it because he gets out there and does it. So we're going to talk about that. He'll talk about that a little bit. And we'll present the award. And then we'll do some picture taking and some interviews and some photo ops. You know how that all goes. Oh, yeah. That like show business stuff. You know? Right.
Danny Clusham is joining us right now talking about the Bill Barber Award for showmanship. For those who don't know, because it's been a few years since we've seen Bill here at Oshkosh, tell us a little bit about Bill Barber and his career in aviation.
Oh, you got to go way back. Bill Barber was from Ann Arbor, Michigan, and the first connection I'll make is that he and the famous air show pilot Betty Skelton, two famous air show pilots. Betty Skelton and her husband had a small grass strip outside of Ann Arbor, Michigan, and she and Bill, Bob Lijak, Jimmy Menning started the EAA chapter there, Chapter 333, which, by the way, is still going strong in Ann Arbor, Michigan. It's our home chapter. But Bill had learned aerobatics as a kid growing up in Minneapolis-St. Paul area. His heroes were barnstormers and race plane pilots. He hung out at the airport like a lot of people do. And he was a versatile entertainer. He dressed like an entertainer. He spoke like an entertainer. And I was just going through the various acts that Bill performed in. He had a Clipwing Cub that he bought from the Cole brothers. And in that Clipwing Cub, and here at Oshkosh, the many performances that Bill did here at Oshkosh, one airplane, all right, a powered aerobatic act, two, a dead stick act, three, comedy act, four, landing on top of a pickup truck with Eddie the Grip Green, car-to-plane transfer with Eddie Green coming off the hood of a convertible, and then we'd have pole holders with crepe paper between the poles out on the runway, and with Eddie the Grip Green, hanging on to the rope ladder, Bill would maneuver the airplane around, and Eddie would break the ribbon. All right, now he also had a Bucher Youngman that he could do solo aerobatics in and or dual routines with any of the top performers, a pit special, S1 pit special, and he had a very rare, the only flying model of the Curtiss Falcon, which was a light fighter attack aircraft I believe there's only about three that I know of on display. None of them are flying. So he was certainly a showman, and hence the award for showmanship, because it emulates Bill. He was also, because he studied acting, he was a great air show announcer, very articulate, and talked in a way that the crowd would understand what the maneuvers were. He didn't talk over his head. So what he did was create the Ann Arbor Air Force. We all wanted to be like Bill Barber. So in our pursuit to be like him, he developed Jimmy Menning, who performed here for many years in a variety of acts, and then became the air boss here. Professor Bob Lijak, who was one time one of only two individuals in America that had a degree in computer sciences and mathematics. The other one was an astronaut. And Lijak performed here in the Waco Taper Wing for many years.
Yep.
Yeah, a featured performer here. And that developed Bob Barden, who flew here in a pit special and a 450 Stearman. I forgot to mention that Bill Barber Sr., did also with a 450 Stearman with Eddie Green on the wing. Eddie Green, so another versatile act. He was a showman, he was versatile, he was entertaining, and he had a different flair for each airplane that he flew, a flair for showmanship. So we could take the Ann Arbor Air Force to a town and put on a movie-length air show with just our guys without repeating any acts. It would be a movie-length show, 130 minutes to 180 minutes, depending on what the producer wanted. Hence the name the Ann Arbor Air Force, because we were self-contained. We had everything. We had the best stuntmen in the world. They had a mediocre announcer by the name of Danny Clisham. He was the weak link in the whole thing. But Bill and Jimmy, they taught me announcing as well. And Professor Bob Lijak, being a instructor, teacher, professor, he was articulate as well. So I picked up a little bit from each of those guys and some other great air show announcers around the country, and we took that barnstorming tour onto many towns and entertained a whole lot of people and had a whole lot of fun. The Ann Arbor Air Force, it lives.
And Bill was one who really championed the showman aspect of aviation performing, or aerobatics. Not just getting into an airplane and going and flying, but also that he really wanted people to have that showmanship aspect to it to keep the crowd entertained.
You bring up a good point, Steve, because he said, remember, in the word air shows, there is show, S-H-O-W. We are putting on a show. Not so much with the airplane, But we are using airplanes to entertain people. So put on the show first and then worry about being in the aviator second without compromising any safety. And by the way, you know, Bill was held in high esteem by so many people, Bill the First. Great friends with Paul, an early believer in the EAA, had a very low membership number. And people like Paul or other manufacturers would say, Bill, when you come to Oshkosh, will you demo my airplane for me? So for at Paul's request, he demoed the EAA biplane, did an aerobatic act. Remember Dick Wagner had a Cubby?
Yep.
Well, he landed the Cubby on top of a pickup truck while it was going down the runway, and he did light aerobatics in it as well. So that's how the rest of the world thought about Bill, that he had such a flair that if they put the assignment on him, he would do it correctly.
That's right. And tonight we will award the 2022 edition of the Bill Barber Award for Showmanship to Gary Ward. Tell us again the details.
All right. It's going to be very easy. Most people know by now the throat of Boeing Plaza. That's where all the big iron is. And there's a hard surface area there. There's a crowd restraint line. And we're going to go right up to that crowd restraint line where you're at. You don't have to come to us. We'll go to you. And it'll be just very fun. It's going to be a fun deal with a lot of photo opportunities and a chance to meet the stars. We're not sure who's in town in terms of past recipients, but who's ever there with their love, Gary Ward, they will be there for that fun that we're going to have and photo opportunities as well.
All right. We'll look forward to tonight right after the air show is over. And Danny, thanks for jumping in and bringing us the story not only of Gary but also of Bill Barber and the evolution of the award. We certainly appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. We'll have fun tonight.
This is From the Stand. I'm Steve Buss, and this is EAA Radio.